in wondering about our situation in this time of exile in our homes, asking what God might wish us to learn from this and how we might plan to move forward from here into the new place that God has planned for us. I've spent some time with the biblical book of Esther. This book doesn't mention God by name, yet its main characters have a clear sense of God at work and the need to follow his leading. Esther and her adoptive father Mordecai are living in exile in the land of Persia, in the capital Susa. Unlike the exiles who return with Nehemiah and Ezra to build Jerusalem, the community in Susa have stayed put. They seek to live out their lives as Jews in this vast empire, sometimes seeming to accommodate themselves to it, as when Mordecai tells Esther to say nothing of her background, and sometimes taking a stand for their beliefs and their way of life. King Ahasuerus deposes Queen Vashti for disobeying him and sets about finding a new queen. Esther is one of the young women taken into the palace for special treatments to see if they can find the king's favour. And at this stage, Mordecai advises her not to reveal that she is Jewish. Esther pleases the king and he makes her his queen. Mordecai goes regularly to the king's gate to hear news of her. And when Haman comes and goes, a man who's been promoted by the king, Mordecai refuses to bow to him. This incurs Haman's anger, and he decides to take revenge not just on Mordecai, but on the whole Jewish community. Mordecai asks Esther to speak to the king about this, but Esther is afraid. There is a rule that no one should approach the king without being called. She risks death if she goes to him, and it's been a whole month since he last summoned her. Mordecai tells her that her position will not protect her from harm, but it can be used for good. Do not think that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silence at such a time as this, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another quarter, but you and your father's family will perish. Who knows? Perhaps you have come to royal dignity for such a time as this. That's chapter 4 and verses 13 to 14. Esther asks for her people to fast for 3 days, after which time she speaks to the king and manages to foil the plot, saving herself and her people, and resulting in Mordecai's advancement to second in the kingdom. Perhaps you have come to royal dignity for such a time as this. We are children of the King, not an earthly King, but our heavenly King, King of kings and Lord of lords, who holds all things in his hands, yet who does not lord it over his people, but who comes to them gently. Coming in Jesus to be one of us, to experience the things that we face, to live among us in such a way that we might see God. And perhaps we have come to our position, whatever it is, for such a time as this. What are we called to do? Perhaps, like Esther, we feel that we are only one person and we're not going to be able to make a difference when faced with a situation that's so much bigger than us. Yet the Bible shows us many examples of people who were called, people who were small and weak, who answered their calling in fear and trembling, knowing that they would succeed not by their own power, but in the strength of God. Moses felt he didn't have the necessary gifts. Gideon protested that he was the least in his family, and they were part of the weakest clan. Isaiah feared that his uncleanness stood between him and God. Jeremiah believed that he was too young to make a difference. Amos thought that he didn't have the right background. Paul wrote to the Corinthians that he was unfit to be called an apostle because he had persecuted the church. Yet God was able to use these men just as he was able to use the boy who brought his 5 loaves and 2 fishes to Jesus. Just as he was able to use 11 men who had not been well educated to continue his work and spread the gospel. Just as he has used countless others who can see all kinds of reasons why they should not be called by God. Captain Tom Moore, a 99-year-old man who was recovering from a broken hip, responded to the COVID-19 crisis by offering to walk 100 laps of his garden before he turned 100 to gain sponsorship for NHS charities. This walking was something that he needed to do anyway as part of his recovery. Yet he and his family wanted to use this recovery time to help others. They took out a Just Giving page, hoping to earn £1,000. The story took off and touched so many hearts so that the final total raised is over £31 million. He celebrated his birthday having received over 140,000 cards from around the world. He was given an RAF flypast and was made an honorary colonel. And still, he hasn't focused on what he has achieved, but only on how kind everyone else has been. Who could have known that for such a time as this, an old man walking with a frame around his garden could have captured the imagination of people worldwide? What wonderful things might be achieved with the money that he has raised? How many lives might be touched by him and what he has done? For such a time as this, who are we called to be? What are we called to do? What things would we do anyway that might take on new meaning and purpose when we offer them to God? And how might God surprise us by taking the little we can offer and making it enough for the work that is ahead of us? Think about your gifts, the things you enjoy doing, the things you are drawn to, the things you normally do. How might these be used for God? We can only imagine the answer, but let us offer them to God to use as he wants to use them, that he might achieve great things, even through us who come in fear and trembling. God bless.